We live in very, very uncertain times. But we have a certain God, a sure God. In a time when people have no assurance, when there's much instability, much confusion, we have a God who is not confused. We have a God who is stable, steadfast, faithful, and in control. He knows what he needs to know. He needs to know, knows what it knows. I hope you, I didn't confuse you there. Before you think the thought, he knows it. How can you deceive one who knows what you're thinking before you start thinking it? How can you be able to fight with a person who knows where your punch is going? How can you shoot him? He knows how to move out of the way. There is nothing that man can do to impede the progress of God and the will of God. Nada. Nothing. And that God lives in you. Amen? When we are rooted and grounded in love, the Word of God says that we come to the place where we experience the fullness of God. All of the Godhead comes and lives inside of you. I am more than what I think. I am more than what I know. It is not the natural understanding, the natural knowledge that determines my existence. It is the total wisdom of God, the total essence of who He is, His abiding presence, His glory, dwelling in me, that makes all the difference. And today, I want you to know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God, this great God, who is greater than the universe. Please understand that the God that you serve is greater than the universe. God is outside of space. God is greater than great. And He, at the same time, in all of that, is able to reduce Himself to the minutest level to possess all things. Is greater than whatever you think is great. And as small as the smallest of things. Because He's Lord over all. And can control everything. And He's your God. He is not limitable. I've been saying to you for years that we need to shift, you and I, and begin to live in the dimension that God has called us to. Because God wants to take you there. He wants to take me there. The way God did things yesterday may not be the way He does it tomorrow. You cannot lock God in a box and figure out how He's going to do whatever it is He's going to do, when He's going to do it, and how He's going to do it. You cannot do any of that. You can only let God be God in your life so that God takes you the way He only can take you. Amen? And the way to make that shift is not to place faith in your sight, but place your faith in a God who sees beyond what you can see. God says, this whole earth, this whole planet is smaller than a drop of water in a bucket. It's just as small as a grain of sand, this whole earth. I will fly from here and keep on flying and get tired of flying. It is about 7:21 here, p.m. But in Manila, it should be about 8:21 in the morning, 13 hours from now. 13 hours difference. You can keep on flying and flying. Or you want to go to Australia. You keep on flying and 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 flying. But God is there and is here at the same time. Are you with me? Distance is not a problem to Him. Not a problem. And somehow, let me say something here real quick. Whatever knowledge you think you have, you got it from God. Whether you're a believer or a non-believer, all knowledge comes from God. Amen? All knowledge comes from God. So if I am able to communicate with somebody way out in Africa right now, and we breach time, it is because God gave that knowledge. And whatever God has not created, no man can create. Hello? Nobody can create. That should be a very special confident builder. Come with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 54. And I'm going to read you a verse that many times we don't read. We read the 17th verse, and we get excited about the 17th verse, but I like the 16th verse. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 16. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. I created the waster to destroy. Now read verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. In other words, I have not created anything that will succeed against you. I didn't create it, and therefore it does not exist. Hello? I have created even the destroyer and the waster. I created it so you're able to tap into a knowledge to be able to create it. I created viruses, and so you, therefore you can tap into that knowledge and create viruses. I created good things, bad things, everything has its purpose. You tapped into a knowledge and you're able to create, but there's nothing that I did not create. You cannot create it. It does not exist. So, Pastor, what are you saying to me? I'm saying you have no reason to be afraid of anything or anyone when God has given you the powerful antidote. He says, every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt do what? Condemn. What does that mean? You don't have the right. You don't have the right. You don't have that authority. He says, this is the heritage. This is the right of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. This morning, I began sharing with you from Psalm 94, and I'm going to go there. If you are listening with your spiritual ears, then you must be hearing what I'm saying to you, that the problem that we face today is not COVID-19. It's a problem. But be more concerned about whatever it is that is hiding behind COVID-19 to control your destiny. And if you're wise, you will not fall into that trap. Don't, you know, the magician who's doing swift hand, you know, is distracting you by something while you're busy looking, you're distracted. It makes a switch on you. Don't get fooled. Have your eyes open while you watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. Every decision that you and I make must be made wisely, intelligently, but more than wisely and intelligently, must be made in a godly manner. So what do you mean by that? You know, when I joke around with some stuff, I am doing so very deliberately to show you the foolishness of the wisdom of man. When I did the sneeze thing and I told you, well, somebody, guy is gone and this, the aerosol of the virus is in the air and somebody else walks in there and they walk right into the virus. I was trying to make sense of the foolishness of the wisdom of man. Now we need to protect ourselves. But the point is, what you call protection, if you place your faith in that, you'll be duped. I am not, this next thing I'm about to make is not to shame anybody, but to awaken anyone who's caught in that mindset to the reality of being conformed in their thinking to a suitable level where the enemy can easily penetrate. This evening is the last evening, at least for now, for us to be 50 people in a room. True? And there are those who deliberately and intentionally are not in service because there was a law that said only 50 people can be in a room. Okay. Only 50 people are allowed in the grocery store. But the same person is going to go to the grocery store to go get something in the grocery store where there's only 50 people, and if there's 50 people already in there, they will line up and wait. I wonder if the word of God and being in the assembly together is extremely important, and we really, really want to be there, that we will do the same thing and line up or park in the parking lot or somewhere, and then when the first service is done, you say, "Hey, pastor, you cannot go yet. We're going to have another service because I need to hear the word of God in the house of God, not in my house. I am not going to allow that thing to change the way I do stuff." How many people were fighting to say, "Okay, we've got so many pastors. We're going to have many services. One group over here, one group over there, one group. You come from this time to this time." We know what is important to us. How do we think? How do we allow the world to form our thinking? My reliance is not going to be on the internet. I am not going to break fellowship and connection with my fellow brother because there's something, there's a spiritual force that happens when we are here together. Something happens when two or three are gathered together. Within the midst of the fear of the disciples, they gathered 120 of them in the upper room. And just then, the Lord Jesus Christ came through those walls, right through. They were afraid of what was happening there. There was persecution out there, but they came together. While they were there, Jesus showed up. While they were there, the Holy Spirit showed up. Oh, I know. We can be connected through the internet, through Zoom, through whatever. We can be connected in all kinds of ways, and that's also true. I'm not doubting any of that. What I'm saying is this: we cannot allow the devil to determine our movement. The devil and his cohorts, sickness and disease, are not the determining factor. There was a woman of God gone home to be with the Lord now. If I say India, and I say Calcutta, and I say just those two words, I know you might already know who I'm talking about. Mother Teresa was with lepers. Is leprosy contagious? But she's there touching them. Because she believed that she had something inside of her that was greater than that. We serve a God who is greater than any plague and has promised us that nothing that has anything to do with that can in any way come and hurt us. I am not going to give any room for the devil to find a way to crawl his way in and say, but you believe this or you allow that. No, I shut it down on the devil and say, no, you are not going to affect my thinking. Call me foolish, but I'd rather be foolish to the world and be wise with the word of God. Amen? Hold on to what you believe. This morning and this evening, as I do most times, I brush my teeth. But I don't just brush it. I have something called toothpaste. It's in a tube. When I squeeze it, whatever is inside that container comes out. Now, what comes out of you when you get squeezed? What comes out? Fear? Doubt? Confusion? What excuse are you giving? That's not birthed in the truth of God's word, the integrity of his word. God gave you a promise. Let God be true. If you have not proved what you believe, and God gives you an opportunity to prove that you believe what you believe, what do you really believe? This is a time for us as the church to repent. It's not the crowd. It's the word of God that leads us. Let me say it again. It's not the crowd. It's the word of God that must lead you. Every day of your life, make the decision. I am going to be led by the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Be led by the word of God. Be led by the Spirit of God. Continue in my word. That's how you get to know that you're truly my disciple. And when I find myself at this time when things are pressuring us, not walking in the faith that I know I should be walking in, then what I must do is repent and come to God and say, God, no excuses. I think I blew it. I made the wrong decision. I repent of it and I come back online. That's what every true son of God, every true daughter of God does. They acknowledge their sin, they confess it, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. The mistake that we must not make when all of this is over and done is continue like we've done the right thing if we have not stayed faithful to the directives of God. Don't do it. Repent. Don't say, well, thank God it's over now. Yeah, thank God for what? Well, I'm thanking God it's over now. We can now come together again. Huh? No, we were allowed to come together before. Do what you got to do to be everything God says you should be. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm 94. We cannot choose to believe just some things. Well, I believe this part of the Word of God, but this other part, I don't know. Believe it or don't believe it? Oh my God, it's good. I'm trying to get to my scripture and I'm going on Facebook. At least I know it's working. Hallelujah. Psalm 94. I think I'm going to be revisiting this particular passage a few times. Because the Lord said for me to prepare his people. I heard it loud and clear, just as I will hear you call my name. I don't mean by that that it was audible. It was loud inside of me. It says, I want you to prepare my people. There's something going on. Prepare my people. It says, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. First thing that I said today, this morning, is understand that God has not placed into your hands the ability to embrace offenses, anger, and strife, and take the law into your hands. He says, move your case over to me. I'll take care of it. I can handle good and I can handle bad, but for you, you just stay good. I don't know if you heard what I just said. God said, I can handle good and I can handle bad. So leave it to me. All I want you to do is remain good. I don't know if you heard what I just said. Because that is the issue. The devil said to Adam and Eve in the garden, if you eat of this fruit, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. Because God only wants you to know good. All the days of your life, all God wants you to know is good. Now, that may be just getting somebody really wound up right now. What do you mean by that? Oh, I hate it when people say things like that. I could care less. All God wants me to experience is good, not evil. But Pastor, there's so many people that are believers that are experiencing evil. I know, but God says he causes all things to work together for good. So when I am connected to God, everything is good. Hallelujah. Good days, bad days, it matters not goodness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord, under the canopy, the covering of the Lord forever. When does forever end? Oops. If you don't believe that, then you don't believe the Lord is my shepherd. You cannot choose and pick what you want to believe. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall what? Not want. I shall lack nothing. When I go to the grocery store, I'm not buying stuff out of fear. Oh my God, I better get. Oh, let's get 20 bags of flour. Oh, let's get 50 pounds of lard. Let's get 20 cows. Let's get 20 cows. Get all of that. It will get finished someday. Or somebody's going to break into your house and grab everything you've got stuffed up. Or else you can believe God that he says in his word, I shall not want. Say, Pastor, you're getting away from the vengeance then. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you trust in God or you not. If you don't trust God, you will take the law into your hands and fight, just like Peter did. Peter took a sword and cut off somebody's ears, and he said, he who carries the sword dies by the sword. Stick that man's ears back. Put that ear back from where you caught it. So Peter stuck it there. Oh, but the guy who is busy carrying the sword is the one who is sitting down, and some young girl says, are you not one? Oh, no. I'm beginning swearing. When you take the law into your hands, you will deny him. When you don't believe that God will avenge you, you will. You say, so Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying, chill out. Let God do his thing. You just rest. Amen? Just rest. Be still and know that I am God. Know that God can handle it. He knows how to take it. And he knows how to dish it out. Amen? Oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself, reveal yourself. And he's promised us this is the year of the manifestation of his glory. God will show himself strong on your behalf. It's not by might, nor is it by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Your mountain, who are you before Zerubbabel? Who are you standing there challenging who? Talking to whom? Get out of the way. Lift up thyself, Lord. Thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. He said it. That they are proud individuals who are working behind the scenes, trying to manipulate the system to create an atmosphere conducive for the operations of the powers of darkness. A one-world government, a one-world system. You and I have been herded to go in that direction. If you don't learn today how to resist the devil, because your faith is founded in the goodness of God, you won't last long. The word of God says, a man's enemies shall be found in his own family. You see, a man who's gone and taken a chip and recognizes that he's done for, especially if they are believers, will betray you and will do everything to make sure that you do the same thing like they have done. Hello? You listening? Why am I going to go to hell by myself? You're going too, man. You're going too. We're going to go together. No, I'm not. Well, if you love your children, you will take the mark of the beast so at least your children can eat. I love my children enough not to. Because there are certain things that have eternal consequences. Hello? If some crazy guy can tie some crazy stuff on himself and blow himself up, because he's serving some foolishness. Because he's going to get married to some 20-something wives in another world. And that is just outright foolishness. I'm willing to die for the God I believe in. Hunger? How long? If you've practiced fasting, how long? You know, it's all nonsense when God can even use ravens to bring food to a child of God. God can do whatever God wants to do, but you got to hook in to his system. You cannot play both sides. You cannot. I am not going to surrender the provision for my life to the enemy. Hallelujah. No. There's the God who is greater. Hallelujah. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? It means they are succeeding, they are victorious. How long are you going to let the wicked be victorious? They are winning. How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves and say, we're in charge in here. We can do whatever we want to do, whichever way we want to do it. And you say, they're winning. Maybe God, maybe the word of God is not true. Maybe Sennacherib defeated all of the northern kingdom of Israel, came into Judah, and here in Judah is Hezekiah. He's done all the right thing, and they start winning inside. Winning inside Judah. Sending propaganda to the people of Judah and telling them, speaking the language of the people of Judah, speaking their language and poo-pooing and tearing down their leader, the king. So you're placing your faith on this guy? This guy who's torn down God, the gods of your fathers, and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. But the man of God, Hezekiah, takes the note of the threatenings and brings it before God and says, see what he's saying. And God says, that guy, I'll take care of him. I'll take care of him. But God didn't take care of him until the man of God came. We need to come not to lose. We need to come, humble ourselves before God and say, God, I cannot fight this battle, only you. Vengeance is yours. And God stepped in and got Sennacherib busy, got him back home. And his own children killed him. He threatened the people of God. And when a man of God came and said, God, this cannot be happening. God says, all right, since now you've turned it over to me, I'll take care of it. The word of God says, cast all of your burdens on the Lord. Every burden, every care, cast it unto him, and he will care for you. He says, be careful for nothing. But he says, cast all of the cares on me. Let me concern myself about those things. You just chill, rest. He leads me besides still waters. He restores my soul. He causes me, he makes me lie down in green pastures. Let God. At this time of our life, we need to just let God be God. Trust him. Rely on him. Am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? Trust God. There is not a place that you and I are going to get to that others have not been through. And somehow they made it. And if anyone who is a believer has ever made it, you also, I also will make it. Because we serve the same God who helped them succeed. The word of God says that when we are focused on him, we shall not know famine. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us about Isaac. Isaac was in the land of Gerar, in the Philistines, among the Philistines, and he was pretending that his wife was his sister. God had given him his promise. I'm going to bless you in this land. And he was there for a long time and nothing changed. He was struggling just like everybody else. Until God had mercy on him. Ask me how God had mercy on him. God exposed him. God caused for the king to see him necking with the wife that he said was his sister, and said, buddy, come here. Come, come. I see. We don't practice incest around here. You're trying to cause trouble? Who is that woman? It's my sister. Your sister. Your sister. I saw you necking, kissing on her. That's your sister. Oh, no. It's really my wife. And when he was exposed, the Bible says, then Isaac sowed in that same land where there was drought and famine, and he received in that same year 100-fold. What was delaying? His iniquity. When you come to God and you confess to God and say, God, I've messed up. When I come to God and I say, God, I have messed up. He doesn't need to expose me. He will then step in and begin to cause you and I to prosper where everybody else is struggling. Do you understand that God can do that? He succeeded where everybody else was failing until the people became jealous of him and became afraid of him. For God made him great and made him very great. Hallelujah. God has something on his... Glory be to God. And the blessing is on his mind. But remember what I told you earlier this year. That God was not just talking to me about 2020. He started talking to me about 2021 in January. I said, God, we just started. He said, I'm excited about 2021. What about? It's a year of covenant. And I came and I wrote it in my notebook. The first day I didn't want to show it to you. Remember that? I was holding it back and I wrote it so boldly in this notebook somewhere about the year coming. That it was going to be a year of covenant. God has something on his mind. You're going to see God display his glory like never before. Amen? I guess I'm not going to get through Psalm 94. You see, they're boasting. I'm going to fix them. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish, ye animals among the people. Ye fools, when will ye be wise? When are you going to smarten up? God says. He that planted the ear, he who put the ear in place, shall he not hear? Obviously, I know what ears are for. That's why I created them. And if I created them, it's because I got them. And I can hear everybody. He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? I'm the one who teaches man knowledge. That's what I said to us earlier. There's nothing that man knows that did not come from God. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. I teach you out of my word, that thou mayest give him rest. The reason you have the word of God is so that you can come to the rest of God. Rest in him. Give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. Who's going to dig it? The wicked. The wicked dig it. God does not busy himself with stuff like that. He lets the wicked dig it because they are digging it for the righteous. But they end up falling into the pit that they dug. For the Lord will not cast off his people. Amen? The Lord will not what? Cast off his people. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. I am the inheritance of the Lord, and he will not forsake me. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. But judgment shall return unto the righteousness, unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. But judgment shall return unto righteousness. And the upright, the righteous in heart, shall follow after that judgment of God's word. Amen? Who will rise up for me? Who will stand for me? Who's going to represent me against the evildoers? God, I thought you were going to take care of it. And God says, yes, sure, I'm going to take care of it. So why are you asking who's going to stand for me? Because God works through people. Amen? God works through people. Who will I send and who is going to go? Isaiah says, I will. I will. I'm going to be your voice. I'm going to be your oracle. God is looking for people in this last of the last days who are going to be his voice, who will speak boldly and declare, thus saith the Lord. Will I allow myself to be that? Because if you are afraid, you cannot be a Moses stepping into the courts of Pharaoh and saying to Pharaoh, let my people go. And since you're not wanting to, your water is going to turn to blood. There's going to be frogs and flies and all kinds of things are going to start happening. You know, in this last day, there are going to be two prophets. And those two prophets, I believe, represent the power of God manifested in the old and in the new. That these are the people of God declaring the purposes of God. The Bible says that the Antichrist kills those two prophets. And while they are busy celebrating, throwing the party, we got them defeated because these guys called down fire. They called down storms. They did all kinds of stuff. And that grace, that authority is embedded inside of you. You don't know what you've got inside of you until you are pushed. Because when you get squeezed, that's when the world is going to know that there is power that is beyond power. Amen? You are about to become fierce. You know what? The devil is going to beg for Christians to go, to get out, because we are going to be serious trouble to the devil and his cohorts. Amen? What the Bible says, he allowed the Antichrist to kill the prophets. And people started celebrating. And on the third day, while they were still celebrating, they got up. They got up and left. What? You can't stop God. They thought on Friday, or let's say Wednesday, Jesus was dead, finished, kaput. Well, Sunday was coming. He's coming alive. You and I are not stoppable. Amen? When the enemy thinks, I've defeated them, I got them cornered, God says, you think? Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Who rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence when I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? No. Shall the sole throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? Yeah. Their law is going to be put in place just to create mischief. The word of God says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God. Amen? It doesn't say, give everything to Caesar. You see, if it belongs to Caesar, if Caesar's mark is on it, give it to him. But what Caesar doesn't have his mark on, and I have my mark on it, give that to me. Don't give what belongs to me to Caesar. Hello? My soul does not belong to the government. Therefore, any government that desires my soul cannot have it. No. Praise the Lord. Will you give me some extra time to just talk with you? After all, Paul preached to the people for hours until some guy sitting in the window slept and fell down and died. And the guy kept on preaching, went down there, raised the guy up, went up, and continued his long sermon. Okay, give me a break. My soul does not belong to any man. It belongs to God. Settle that. Have that settled. Have that settled, established once and for all. If it belongs to Caesar, I give it to Caesar. If it belongs to God, God gets it. Amen? Determine what's around you that belongs to Caesar and be willing to give that to it. But don't give what belongs to God to the altars of Caesar. Because they will frame, notice the word, which frameth mischief. They frame mischief by a law. Like, if you don't take the mark, your goose is cooked. Well, the word of God says, I should not. Therefore, I will not. Have that settled now. So, Pastor, are we still talking about COVID? No. COVID is COVID. I'm talking about what's happening behind the scenes. Oh, shoo. I've not said this publicly more than once or twice, if that. But it must be important to the Lord that I say this today. Because this afternoon, He told me about it, He reminded me of it. And just a moment ago, He reminded me about it again. So I'm going to say it for the record. There are certain things I cannot tell you. There are certain conversations that you have with the Lord that is for private consumption. But whatever it is that I say to you, I say to you to help you know where you are in the time of things. It was 1990, or 89 rather, in December. Remember where I was? I can see myself there right now, on my knees, praying and talking to God when He spoke to me. He said to me, man is going to create a man. And I said, I rebuke you, devil. And he said to me, you cannot rebuke me. I'm not the devil, you can't rebuke me. I just told you, man is going to create a man. I said, huh? God, only you create. Only you will create a man. Only you have created man. What do you mean man is going to create a man? So I said, Lord, you want me to tell people this? He said, yeah. I said, you must be kidding me. You want me to open my mouth and go and tell people man is going to create a man? I said, okay, show me chapter and verse. And just as quickly as I said that, God gave me the chapter and the verse. If there's something that you, I'm going to volunteer some information that is a little bit too much. I'm not very good at knowing chapters and verses. I know the word of God, but I'm not, Just like I don't know names and birthdays, that's not my thing. If it's your birthday, there's a good chance I don't know it. Tell it to me 20 billion times. The chances are I am not. So don't get upset if I don't remember your birthday. I don't even remember the birthday of my grandchildren. That's a bad thing to say. Somebody has to remind me. But strangely enough, I remember some numbers. You know, you ask me about certain numbers and I just spit it out just like that. Same thing with the Bible. I don't know. John 3:16, that one I know. I know a few here and there. So when God gives me a chapter and a verse, that's why I'm telling you this. I grab my Bible and I open to the chapter and the verse in the book of Revelation. I'm looking at it. I'm reading. It gave life to the beast. I said, hey, that is able to speak. I said, God, this got to be a computer. This got to be a computer. He said, no. I said, what do you mean it's not a computer? That's what every prophetic teacher in the book of Revelation says. It's a computer. And the computer is way out there in Europe. In Brussels. It's called the beast. I said, no. That's a being. Like a person. Yeah. Huh? Why, Lord, will you allow something like that to happen? He said, to expose the heart of man. Huh. Wow. What do I do with this? It says, many are going to fall off. Many are going to fall off and give their allegiance to the kingdoms of this world. He said something to me that day that resonated in my spirit. He says, the spirit of the Antichrist is the spirit of science and humanism. Man making himself like God. This is just like the Tower of Babel. Man thinking, we got it. So you heard it here. A few years later, a sheep was cloned. Remember that? I think his name was called Dolly. In this last days, there's going to be an explosion of knowledge. But whatever knowledge you see there, understand that there is one who is greater than all knowledge, and he is God. Don't worship the creations of man or demons. Worship the only true God. The first thing they cloned was a sheep. Why? Because Jesus is the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. But a sheep is also what he uses to describe you and I. Do you understand? So don't start falling for all the foolishness of the world. Choose Christ. Stay with him. Amen? Stay with him. If you don't know the truth of God's word, you'll fall and be deceived by stuff that you see in the natural. But those things are not eternal. The things that you see are temporal. But there's a God who is eternal. Fear Him. Follow Him. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me leave Psalm 94 alone for a quick moment and wrap up with this. Come with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'll wrap up with this. I'll come back to Psalm 94. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we what? Faint not. Because of the mercy of God. Amen? Not because I'm such a tough guy, but because of the mercy of God, I faint not. Verse 2. But have renounced, we have what? Renounced, rejected the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Amen? If this gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4. In whom, this lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. In whom the God of what? This world. Did Jesus die already? So the Bible still calls him the God of this world after Jesus died. Are you with me? But he is not my God because I am not of this world. I've been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. I am from Kog, kingdom of God. Kog. I'm a Kogite. Hallelujah. The God of this world hath blinded them, which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He blinded them so that they should not see. Verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And watch this. And ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. Hey, wait a minute. For we preach not ourselves. Just so we don't preach ourselves. But we preach in Jesus. And then he says, and ourselves. Because you cannot remove or separate the servant of God from his God. Amen? Hallelujah. So while we are preaching Jesus, somehow people see the connection between us and him. And they perceived that they were ignorant men, but that they had been with Jesus. Hello? Ignorant. What do you think some people are thinking right now from me, what I'm talking about? They say, look at that ignorant guy. Ignorant guy. Yeah, I'm sounding ignorant. I accept. I have been with Jesus. Verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of what? Darkness. He commanded light to come out of darkness. I declare in the name of Jesus that that which has been hidden, locked up by dark forces, that God, by his commanded word, now forces it to come out. Hallelujah. That's how you and I come out of every limitation, of every hindrance, of every darkness. You are coming out, for you are the light of the world, because Jesus said, you are. Amen? Somebody say, I am coming out. I am light. He says, he commanded the light to shine out of darkness and had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Why this knowledge of the glory of God? Why is it in the face of Jesus Christ? So that as you look unto him, you are being changed into the same image, the image of the glory of God. That's how the manifestation of the glory of God is going to be made manifest, because you're looking unto him, not to the world and its systems, but to Jesus. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I am in an earthen vessel, so that when you, whatever it is that is happening, you can say, definitely it's not him, it's God. And I'll say, definitely it's not you, it's God. The excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Verse 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. 9. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. In other words, whatever happens from the territory of the enemy will not work. Glory be to God. Verse 10. Always, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Always bearing about in body the dying of our Lord Jesus, so that his life is made manifest in us. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. If you believe in me, pick up your cross and follow me. Amen? So persecutions come. But that's not the end of the story. 12. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. And especially as ministers of the gospel, we'll go through different things. But whatever it is that we go through is bringing about life in you. Amen? Anyone who is a minister of the gospel got to have some salt in them. Got to have a fire in them that makes them unstoppable. The minister of the gospel, you don't back down to the devil. If you back down, what do the others do? The plan of the enemy is to strike the shepherd so he can scatter the sheep. But he struck. He struck the shepherd, the master shepherd, and the sheep gathered together in the upper room. And after a while, they said, those that turn the world upside down have come here also. They thought they were stopping the body. But they did not know they were making the body become alive. Verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith. We having the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I what? Spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. We believe what God said and therefore we speak it boldly. Amen? 14. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. That's why we must give thanks for each other. Next. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Why is it renewed day by day? Because that's when you are strengthened in your inner man, that's how God comes. That's a conducive atmosphere for the fullness of God to come. So the trials that you go through is God's way of strengthening you inside, qualifying you inside to be able to handle him. That's why you count it all joy when you're going through diverse trials, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience and brings you to the place where you are entire, lacking nothing. Praise the Lord. Next. For our what? Light affliction. Which is but for a what? Moment. It's brief. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Whatever it is that you and I will go through is working out for our good. Amen? 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. All of it is temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. So what do you want? Temporal or eternal? Seen or not seen? Celebrate the goodness of God in your life. This that we're going through right now is just a test run, a practice run for the devil, but a practice run for God, not for God's sake, excuse me, but for your sake, so that you know what's inside of you when you got squeezed. What came out of you? And if it's not the right stuff, then change it. You can get offended because of what I said, Or you can embrace what has been said, recognizing that it is truth and nothing but the truth, and repent. Watch your mouth. Watch your thinking. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you can prove that which is God's good, perfect, and acceptable will. Present yourself as a living sacrifice unto God. This is your reasonable service, the least you can do. Amen? Are you willing to give it all to Jesus? Surrender all to Jesus? Then just take a quick moment and in your own words, talk to the Lord. I'm sure I've been speaking for a long time already. But not one word has been wasted. If right now you are able to personally, once again, just talk to the Lord and say, God, not by my might, not by my power, but by your Spirit. I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle what there is to handle, but I'm trusting you to carry me. I'm trusting you to be my helper. I'm trusting you to strengthen me. I'm trusting you to keep me. I'm trusting you to lead me. I am trusting you. Father God, I trust you. I'm not relying on how many scripture verses I know, how many things I have quoted, how many things I've said. I'm not depending on how many teachings I've done. I'm not depending on how many books I've written, how many songs I've written or sung. I'm not depending on all the accolades and all the things that has been showered on me and all the giftings that I have. I'm not depending on any of that. I'm not depending on my gifts. I'm depending on you to take me, to help me, to carry me. Just talk to God. Thank you, Jesus. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will always love and trust you in your presence daily I'll live. For I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Lord, we surrender completely our lives to you. There's no other place we'd rather be but be in your presence. For in your presence there's joy forevermore, and at your right hand are wonderful benefits. Lord, take our hands and walk with us. We come corporately. but we come as individuals. Help us be all that you say we can be. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ears, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Lord, help us, every one of us, to have a candid, pure, undefiled relationship with you. Fortify us with the presence of your glory, and keep us by your grace. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll like you to share the word on Facebook and like us and whatever else, because in the days to come, there are certain things that we're going to be doing. We might actually be going online every single day. Some will be archive messages and some will be live streaming to get the word of God to you so that you are strengthened and encouraged through this time. And who knows, we might just keep on doing this henceforth. But you will have the word of God. You will be strengthened. You will be properly equipped to stand against the strongholds and the guile that the enemy is pumping out, so that you are not mesmerized and confused and deceived by the activities of the enemy, so that you are not eternally snared in any way, shape, or form. You may not be accepted by everybody as sane, but I'd rather be sane with God than be sane with the world. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, share the messages that you find from this ministry. Share it on Facebook. Even some of the old messages that you might find on Facebook, if as soon as you log in and you friend Glory and Peace, as Glory and A-N-D, Peace, P-E-A-C-E, Church, you'll be able to have those. And when our app is available, you'll have messages all back on our app system. And just share it. And others will share it. And before you know it, many people hear what we are sharing and speaking from this place. They also will become the voice that God uses to enlarge our voice so that others get to know what God is saying to us in this last of the last days. We need to be prepared. Amen? We need to be ready, equipped. Some God will cause to escape certain things, and sometimes God delivers as a sheep, a lamb to the slaughter, and he has a greater purpose for every one of them. So in life or in death, it doesn't matter. There's resurrection life that's available to raise us all together. Amen? But we must live for Christ. Never be ashamed of this gospel. Amen? It is the power of God unto salvation. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of declaring that you're a Christian, that you're a believer. Praise the Lord. If you say, are you a conservative believer? Absolutely. Oh, you are one of those haters. Call me whatever you want to call me. I don't care. All I know is the truth is the truth, and the truth I will declare. Amen? And secondly, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. Those of you watching online, you can honor God with your giving by doing, if you're in Canada, you can do e-transfer and e-transfers. The e-transfer information is info@mikezenoministries.com. And if you're sending something through e-transfer, please be reminded that you need to give us your password. Amen? Hallelujah. So that we can use that to receive that given from you, and it's appropriated appropriately, and you'll be receipted at the end of the year. Amen. Hallelujah. Or you may send it directly, a check, to Glory and Peace Church, 1296 Main Street here in Winnipeg. And if you are on our app, there is a PayPal link for donation. Just go to push on the donation button, and you'll be able to give your offering that way. And this gospel will continue to be preached. Amen. Hallelujah. So be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Next Sunday, we are not able to meet with a group of 50. Starting tomorrow, it's just 10. And so all of our meetings henceforth will just allow 10 people. Amen? And those 10 are only allowed here. We may, and those 10 that are allowed here are going to be partly part of the crew that's going to be helping in streaming. And if we are able to accommodate another 10 in our other building, which is separate from this, then we will, you know, do a live stream, so like a closed circuit kind of a thing for those who are in the other facility, and only 10 can be allowed there, including the workers. Amen? That is, if you don't have a way of getting the information through your computer or smartphone or whatever else, we'll allow for that to happen by you staying in another building and in a closed circuit situation, still keeping to the laws of the land. Amen? So don't come expecting to necessarily come inside the sanctuary. You may be directed to go to the other building. That makes sense? Praise God. All right. God bless you richly. I love you, and I cherish you and celebrate every one of you. Those of you here and those that are watching online for whatever reason, don't forget that God is a good God and God is faithful. Honor God with your giving, and let's continue preaching this gospel together. God bless you.